Greetings, loves. It is Sunday, the 19th of February, and this is Maitri coming to you from the coast of North Carolina with the Wabi Sabi Woman podcast. I am kind of laughing as I begin this podcast because the other day I started talking about my morning coffee as a Wabi Sabi coffee experience, and today I'm having yet another Wabi Sabi coffee experience. I love great big mugs, and I particularly have a fondness for mugs you can get cheap at the grocery store. I usually buy myself a new Christmas mug every year at the grocery store because they're cheap and they can have darling little things. I got a gingerbread man mug at the grocery store a couple Christmases ago, and it has a little nose that sticks out of the mug, and just so cute. But yesterday I went to the grocery store and they had a gigantic mug that was a bright sunshiny yellow, and it just made me feel cheery to look at it, and it was $3, and I thought I had to have that mug. So I got the mug, and this morning I made my French press pot of coffee, and the entire French press pot of coffee fit in this mug. So that plus some sugar in the raw and a little half and half, and you can just about scrape me off the ceiling right about now. My eyeballs are rolling around in my head, and I feel quite energized. So this is a wabi-sabi coffee morning. I'm thinking that this mug might better be put to use with a plant in it than trying to drink an entire pot of French press coffee, which is strong enough that it could singe your eyebrows off if you got too close to it. So that's kind of a funny way to have started the day. I just did my video for the VetIf challenge, the vlog every day in February, and that topic today was in or out. Some of the topics are challenging because there's not much to go on, but this particular one really hit me because I believe I mentioned this the other day. I wrote an ebook that is the free gift that you get when you join my website mailing list at maitrilibelul.com. You get this free ebook, and it's called Embracing Fitting Out When You Never Really Fit In. And it's all about all of the ways that we find ourselves not quite fitting in the world, and how that makes us fit out rather than fit in. And that is a big part of the wabi-sabiness of it all. Wabi-sabi being the imperfect perfect, sometimes they are perceived imperfections that we feel are things imperfect about ourselves or our lives, but really are gifts to us in life, like my Bell's palsy that makes me lopsided. That's definitely wabi-sabi. But it also, as I've said, has broken me open to a kind compassion for myself and for others in the world who have disabilities, many different things in their lives that make them feel off kilter or at odds with the rest of the world. So this in or out video that I did this morning, I will be posting on my Facebook page, as my regular Facebook page, as well as in the VetIf challenge, because it said a lot about the fitting out. I had started something that I didn't continue on with 3 or 4 years ago called the Outsiders Institute. And that was a lot of fun, and it's something that I kind of wish I'd kept up with, but you know, creative people are always starting all kinds of things, and finally, you know, you choose this over that and go on with it. So the Outsiders Institute, I didn't continue on with, but it too was celebrating the outsiders in the world, and there are many of us. like I've said, I think as far as being wabi-sabi, I think everybody is wabi-sabi in some way, at least at some time. Certainly, a coffee cup big enough to hold an entire French press pot of coffee is a little on the wabi-sabi side. And I'm looking at it, and it's just so pretty because it's a bright, sunshiny yellow. So I might have to find a yellow mug that only holds half of the French press coffee pot. I have been reading a little book that I got on Amazon because in my fire, I had a number of books on wabi-sabi and I lost them in my fire. And I like to get used books on Amazon that when you can get them for a penny. And you can get them for a penny and $3.99 shipping. So if it's a book I really, really want, if I can get it for that penny, I will buy it. And this is called Wabi Sabi, The Art of Everyday Life. And it is just a delightful book. It is a real little book. It's square, but it's about the size that would fit in the palm of your hand. And I will be sharing some things with you. Here there is a quote by Makoto Yuda, and he said, "Wabi is the expression of beauty that is a manifestation of the creative energy that flows through all things, animate and inanimate. It is a beauty that, just as nature itself, is both dark and light, sad and joyful, harsh and gentle. The beauty of this natural force is not perfect, always changing, and just out of reach." Genjitsu Sen said wabi is a state of mind. And I loved that. And then about sabi, because these are two words go together but have different meanings. Looking for a little sabi quote for you. This is the Zen master, Alan Watts, and he said, "When the mood of the moment is solitary and quiet, it is called sabi. Sabi is loneliness in the sense of Buddhist detachment, as seeing all things happening by themselves in miraculous spontaneity." And Makoto Yuda again said, "Sabi is a poetic mood vaguely pointing toward a certain view of life. This view of life is called wabi. Wabi originally meant sadness of poverty, but gradually it came to mean an attitude toward life with which one tried to resign himself to straitened living and to find peace and serenity of mind even under such circumstances. Sabi, primarily an aesthetic concept, is closely related to wabi, a philosophical idea." So those are some thoughts on wabi-sabi this beautiful Sunday morning. And the being in versus being out is also part of the wabi-sabi concept. It's an affinity for all things and being part of all things and the feeling that you are part of no things. And we walk a line and feel ourselves falling to one side or another as we go through life, feeling in, feeling out, and some of us feel more out than in. So that is something that I like to think about because, again, perceived wabi-sabi, perceived imperfections, a lot of it really is not imperfect at all. And I hope you're having a beautiful Sunday, even if it's a wabi-sabi Sunday. And I am sending you love from the coast of North Carolina. And you can hear my pugs in the background, I think. And they are sending you a puggery kiss or two. And farewell, my friends. I will see you again very soon.